Okay, we're on the bottom line of Tav Tes on the base. Boy Rabba, we'll learn today's share for Refuah Shleima for Shoshana Baski about the Rachel Devorah. Boy Rabba. So yesterday we were discussing what's the story regarding do we follow the Iker or do we follow the Tosfos? Right? That's the shaila that we had. What does that question even mean? So we'll explain what that question even means in a second. Boy Rabba. Indian Meitzer, Meitzer. What's the story regarding Meitzer? Do we follow the Iker or do we follow the Tosfos? What does that mean? Hey, Chidon, what does that mean? Kigon, for example. The Amdinhu Basrinhu. You estimated, even though we know, you're not supposed to give Meitzer based on an estimation, and you're supposed to give more than that. However, you have no idea how many kernels are in each stalk of wheat. You have no idea. So you estimated and you gave off Truma. That will become relevant in 5-1. Then, the rest of your crop is chulin, correct? Then, shaslinhu, you then took one of the stalks that are chulin and replanted it in the ground. Behosipuluhu, and then it grew. Okay? Now that it grew, you have to give truma and maitzer again. The question is, imtim salomar, Loazrin and Basar Iker, you don't follow the Iker. Meaning, the fact that there's a stalk of grain in the ground, which is serving as the seed here, right? Betosvos boi isure, but on the tosvos you have to give Miser. Iker mai. What's the story with the Iker? That means as follows. I took a stalk and I gave it a tour. I planted. It now grows again. Let's say that planting, that stalk that I already given, that comprises 5% of the new stalk. Do I have to give Meitzer on 100% of what grew, or only 95% of what grew? That's the Gemara's question. Right? On the 5%, I gave Meitzer it. Do I have to give it again? Not really again. Do I have to give it a second time? Into the question? Do I have to give it a second time? So Amalei Abaya, my shlami galchiti sarudama. Why is it any different? Any seed in the world? I harvest, I give up truma, and I have seed. I replant them; it grows again. Is there a shaila that I don't have to give maizer on 100%? There's no shaila. Why is it different? Right? You hear the question? Why is it different? Not here. So Amar Le, no. Davar shezaro kala lamabayli. No, when the seed gets destroyed and it gets, right, it's a miracle. You take a seed, put it in the ground, seed disappears, and a new stalk grows. That's not a shiloh. Of course you have to give 100%. There's no shiloh about that. Keep coming by Lee, Darvish ain't Zyrocola. I'm talking about a stalk which doesn't disappear, stays there. I have no shiloh about that. I'm talking about where it doesn't disappear. My, what's the deal? Do I have to give up Truma on 100%? Or 95%. So Tifshut Lay, we had the Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yochanan. Right. Right. Correct. But now you replanted it and it's going to grow more. That's what the Gemara said. Well, exactly. So that's what we said. The shaila is it's Tosfos. So do you have to give up Maitre on the Tosfos? There's no shaila. You have to give Maitre on the Tosfos. The question is, like I said, this stalk comprises 5% of the new stalk. Oh, so when you have to give Maitre down on the Tosfos? Yes. How much Maitre are you giving? On 100% of what you have here, only 95%. Right, because the 5% you gave already, you gave that 6 months ago. That's the question. So Abaye says, well, why is that different than any other grain? Any other grain is 100%. The answer is, because the grain is different. The grain gets disappeared. It doesn't disappear. You hear the question? So Omar, so Tishbo, what? Tishbo la, lay, let's answer it, because Omar, Vitalik, Omar of Yochanan. Let's answer from the following story. Litra bottle. You have a liter of onions, shetiknu, you gave off the proper truma. Bizarro mitzaser, bizarro mitzaser, lefi kulo. What's the story? When you replant it, you have to give off meiser on 100%. Lefi kulo. What do you see? Look at Rashi. Shetzarech la'aser, af litra rishona. You have to cheshben even the first liter. Right? Alma, hader bo yitzure, when you give me meiser a second time, af agav de'en zarokola. The onion's sitting right in front of you. Ulahachi nakat litra. This is why we picked the case of daft of onions. Sheyodeh shir masha shatzal shayim usar. We know exactly how many meisers you gave because onions are bigger. You know exactly the correct, it wasn't an estimation, it was perfect exact. Afilu hachi, sarach laza, af litra. You have to give meiser, when you're giving meiser now in the new growth, you chesh bring the old one too. So it's clear as day, you have to. Gemara says, no, it's not the same thing. Chasam, by the case of the onion, hainu zar'isu. That becomes the seed. As a din of a seed. Hacha, lav hainu zar'isu. Well, that's a din of a seed. The stalk. So back to our question. Amalei v'chenei rabar ben yunila baya, otit she'eno nakiv mahu. What about an otit that doesn't have a hole in it? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Take out the next two words, eagle nakim. So the Gemara says, Archis share another mouth, the high low nakim. It doesn't have a hole in it. What's your question? What's your question? So the Gemara says, no, the question is like this. Dil, it's Durabana. If it doesn't have a hole in it, it's considered as if it's there. What if it doesn't have a hole in it? It's considered as if it's connected to the ground. It's part of the ground of the Archis Roll. It's on my windowsill, doesn't make a difference. So here's the quiet, here's the Shiloh. Shiloh is beautiful outside. That didn't have a hole. Dilma, Chazar v'nakvu kamaisa. While it was growing, he made a hole. You hear this? While it was growing, he made a hole. Now what? Look at Rashi. See the Rashi? Chazar v'nakvu kamaisa. You see it? Chazar v'nakvu kamaisa. It's a little lower where we are. It's a long Rashi, but it'll make the whole thing make perfect sense. You see it? The hachi kami bayalon. Here's our question. Atzus she'ein or nakvu. You have a flower pot without a hole. The gadla hatzvua the mikdash, and the tzvua was growing in there. V'yachar kach, and after that, nakvo. You made a hole in it, right? Mahu lasur minei ubei. Can you give truma on the same stalk for both periods of the stalk's existence?
Im timsalom our lowers in a butter ikar. If we don't follow the ikar, b'tosvos shegadol achar nakiva.
And you have to give meiser only on the tosvos.
Hilchach, lo mati zurmin ikar al tosvos.
You can't give one for the other. Why not?
To have a petur al achil.
It's petur on chiyuv. Why is it petur on chiyuv? Because when it had a hole in it, it was chiyuv. When it didn't have a hole, it was not chayiv meiser. Only with rabbanon. You can't do that.
But E Dilma Iker Nami Michayev. Oh Dilma, Iker Nami Michayev. Why? Because the Zil Basar Tosfos.
L'chumra. We follow the Tosfos. So retroactively, it becomes as if the entire stalk was always growing without a hole in it. Therefore, the entire stalk is Chayev Minatorah. You hear? Why? Because we follow the Tosfos. And therefore, you have to give one to the other. Now, whatever the answer to that question is, will be the answer to our question. You took a stalk of barley. You gave off all the truma. Now you replant it. So now, when it grows back, and you're giving truma again, you have to give truma on 100% or 95%? Same child. Exactly the question. So the Gemara says, not the same question at all.
Ha-ha, by the case of the flower pot, chadazriyahu.
One seed, one planting. Nothing changed.
What changed?
The only thing that changed was you removed the hole. You exposed it. The only thing that you did different.
Ichbur hu techam ichbar.
Right? Ba'ola. It kept on growing, but connected to each other. It's one stalk.
Hasam, over here, stage bios.
Here, it's two different plantings. I planted it once, I harvested it, I gave up shuma, and I replanted. That's not the same thing as the same stalk. All you did was remove the bottom of the flower pot, and now you exposed it. Not the same thing at all. So the question is not resolved. Okay? question's not resolved. Now, boy, Rabbi Avo asked very similar question. Shibboleth, you have a stalk of wheat. Shemarcha, you smooth it out in the pile. The halacha is, that smoothing out in the pile, that's where the chiyuv of Maitzer and Truma even kick in. By making a pile, you have now created something called Teva. Till then, there isn't even Teva. Now there's Teva. Now the chiyuv kicked in. What'd you do now? You replanted it.
So, Shemacher Bikri, you smooth it in a pile, B'shatla, you replanted it. The Kara Allah Shame, B'mechubar.
And after it grew, you went over to it, you said, see that beautiful thing over there? That's my Truma. That's what you did.
Now, Mahu, what's the din? Given the Marcha, since when you smoothed it over, Tavlahla, it became Tevel. So Kikara Allah Shem Kedusha, Kikara Allah Shem Kachula.
You can be Makadosh, you can make Truma out of it, even though now it doesn't look like Tevel at all. It's a completely new thing. However, the Tevel never left. So the Tevel never went away. You replanted it, the Tevel's right there, you can give off Truma. No problem. Even though you're not supposed to give Truma on things attached to the ground, but the evidence, okay. It's a free set. It's a free? Yes, it's a free set then.
Right?
Here?
Oh, Dilmore, maybe. No! Give it the Shatla. Once you replanted it, Pakala Tevlimine. The Tevel went away.
Tevel's gone.
Why is it gone?
It's replanted. The whole thing is a new Bria here. Therefore, can you give up Truma? Of course not. Can you give up Truma from something growing in the ground? Can't do that.
As the Gemara, Amalei Rabbanan Abaya, in Cain, if you're going to say it's good, Matzinu Truma b'mechubal lakarka.
What do you see from here?
You can give Truma off something attached to the ground. Vitnan, and we learned in a Braita, lo matzinu Truma b'mechubal lakarka.
Tell how to do that. What's such thing as Truma from things attached to the ground?
Right, now, something called the Masoras HaShas. You see the Masoras HaShas? Oh, so Masoras HaShas, excellent. Masoras HaShas says, Liktzardaiti, with my brief knowledge, Lo Yadati L'Tzayin Mekomo Mishnah O'Brayt HaShem Beforish Dover Zeh.
I didn't find one Mishnah, I didn't find one Brayt throughout Shas that says that you're not allowed to give Truma from a Chubah. Says the Masoras HaShas. If I one Mishnah, one Brayta says that. So the other Ashkenazim say, calm down. There's no Mishnah that says in those words that you're not allowed to give Mechubar Truma. No Mishnah, no Brayta says it like that. However, there is a Mishnah in Truma that says you're not allowed to give Truma from Talush on Mechubar. In other words, I have a field. I harvest 10% of it. And I give some Truma. That pasture is my other 90% that I didn't harvest yet. You can't do that. But you're not allowed to do that. 43, you're not really allowed to give Truma when it's a chuba. Say it like that, doesn't say it like this. It's the same as din, same din. It's actually a din. We've had figures pulling teeth to get a din out of a bright or a Mishnah before. It's not so far fetched. Right? And by the way, tomorrow many times we'll corrupt a bright or a Mishnah to get it to say what they wanted to say. It's not so far fetched. Funny thing, the Mishnah says I couldn't find a Mishnah bright that says that. There's another one. What myself said, there's a Mishnah Bikurim that says that Bikurim does get designated when it's attached, right? You go down to the field, you wrap a string around it, which is mashma. Nothing else can do it like that. Nothing else works when it's attached. Only Bikurim. That's even more far-fetched, more a little bit more tenuous. But all right. So either way, says Abaya, they say the Chacham say to Abaya, that's very interesting. If you hold that you can give Truma for something attached to the ground, we didn't really find that. That doesn't really apply. Right? We didn't really find such a thing. So Amalei, no. Ki kan yahi. You know what that means? You can't give Truma from the ground? Of course you could. What it means is, only l'inyan achiyu b'mitzah v'chomesh. Only regarding the inyan of, are you allowed to eat that? The answer is, maybe, I'm not allowed to eat it. You're going to get a mitzah for that? You're not going to get a mitzah. Why?
The italish. If you detach it, talishu,
it's attached. So if that's not attached, it's detached.
The gachin v'achol,
and if you bend down and you start eating truma, you start eating the truma, you start eating the truma while it's attached to the ground. That's what you're doing. But ladaita esel kolavim. That's a very abnormal thing to do. That will not make you chayiv eating truma. Why? That's not called eating. Okay? You bit it off. Now, it doesn't have the din of eating truma. Why? It's abnormal. Now, the Tzvoshar points out, there's a Gemara that says, the Gemara in Sukkah that says, that if you bite off an esrog that's attached to the tree on Yontif, you chayiv for kotzer. Right? The answer is, yeah, that's not an abnormal way of doing kotzer. That's an abnormal way of eating. So you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos for that. That's the whole discussion. You're going to be chayiv on Shabbos for that. But you're not chayiv for eating it. Why? That's very abnormal. Who eats like that? Animals. We're not animals. Right? Okay? So far so good? So far so good. So Maishna Midichsev Apinkas Ad Ilfa. So why is this any different that was written in Ilfa's notebook? What did it say in Ilfa's notebook? It said the following very strange halacha. We know, very strange, we know that you have a bird. Say a kosher bird. But there's no shechita on that kosher bird. You're allowed to eat that? No. It's kosher. There's no shechita. So what happens if you have a dead kosher bird that didn't have shechita and you touch it? The answer is nothing happens to you. What if you eat it? Then you become tameh. When you eat it, you become there's no tumma by touching dead birds as opposed to dead animals and dead shrutzim, only if you eat it. So besides the issue of eating trey, you also become tameh when you swallow it, you and your clothing. Okay? So Ilfa wrote down in his notebook the following crazy story. Nevelas of tahar, the nevela of a kosher bird that died without shechita, and while it died, as it was dying, basically, as it was dying, it was laying eggs. So the egg is half in the body, half out of the body. Now, if it laid the egg before it died, that egg is kosher. It's a kosher bird. It's a kosher egg. If the egg was inside the body when it died, it's trey. Why? Considered part of the mother, it's trey. It's half in, half out. What'd you do? You bent down, and you started eating it. Right? So, Ilfa wrote, Beitei nevelas of tar, if the egg of a kosher bird that died without shechita, miksasan bachot u'miksasan b'snif, half in, half out, and you bend down, eat it straight out of the mother. Right? That's pretty abnormal to me. Mibisnim, if you eat the inside part, then matanim begadah beisablia. You and your clothing will become tamei when you swallow that. Mibachot, if it's outside the mother, ein matanim begadah beisablia. There will be no tumah. Why not? Why will there be no tumah? Because it's outside. Now, isn't that very abnormal? It's very abnormal. I think it's more abnormal than eating a fruit off the tree. I would say. Interesting. So, the Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara says, you know what? It's not abnormal. Talosh, if it's already detached of an inchi, the achli, people will do that. Pachi, as follows. The mechobar, lo of an inchi, the achli. Attached to the tree? Who would eat that? Nobody would do that. The bird over there? People would do that. That's not so abnormal. Right? But the Gemara Paskin, it's not abnormal. There's more you can say. Okay? Says Abaya, same story with me. Therefore what? Of course you can be Mekadesh Shvua while it's attached to the ground. You're not allowed to do that. What we meant was, if you eat it, you're not going to be chayef for eating truma. Why? That's not normal. But can you be Mekadesh it? Absolutely. Why? Because it's Hevel Nevelet. Okay? That's the end of the story. Now, Amar of Tavim of our kids, Amar Shmuel, Hazareya Klayim, Ba'asat She'en Onakiv, Asar. If you plant Klayim in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, that's Asar. So Amar Baya, Bishlom, what do you mean by that? Bishlom, Yashbidon, Loke, Makas Marzos, Durabanon. You want to tell me you get Makas Marzos because you violated the Klayim Durabanon? Shafir, that makes a lot of sense. Ella Usr, but you want to tell me that it's Usr? Right? My Kamashvalan. What does that mean, it's Usr? What does that mean? The Midrabanan Havizriya? The Midrabanan, you're not allowed to plant? I know that already. Tanino, it's old news. It says, Taram Mishaino Nakav Al Nakav. Let's say you give Truma on stuff that's Chayav Minatora, meaning that the flower pot does not have a hole in it, on stuff that's Chayav only Midrabanan, because the flower pot does have a hole in it. Okay. Over there, the opposite. Truma. It's valid Truma, but Biachsavitri, you gotta do it again. Why do you have to do it again? Because you can't give truma on something kosher, on something that midrashayim in the minatora, and so the chayim midrabanan. What do you see from here? It's definitely considered a planting. What do you mean by that? Also, what means also? You're not allowed to do that. That's old news. I don't have a mishnah that says that, but the gemara doesn't end up presenting. Comes this. Therefore, mafi is chiddush was. You get malchus parshas for that. You get malchus rabbanan for violating a din rabbanan. That's what it must mean. Good. Next Mishnah. Okay? Achitin, wheat, orin, barley, kusman, belt, shibola shul, oats, sheep on his rye. Now, these, I translated these things like that. There is a machlokas about the oats. Not so universally accepted that the word shibola shul here means oats, different kinds of oats. It's very complicated. It's a minority opinion. The majority opinion is those are the five grains. By the way, those are the only five grains. The only five grains that we know in the world, 2,000 years ago, the Mishnah knew them too. Right? We'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, no, not quinoa. As a matter of fact, when they discovered quinoa, now quinoa's been out for 2,000 years. But when they discovered quinoa, the first thing the Star Kid did was to see the hummus. That's the first thing they did. To get the kidney, a separate issue, was the hummus. So, after they did tests on it, and they did all the tests, they keep the tzachon. You know why? It doesn't rise. It has the properties of rice, which the Gemara on the basis is going to say, that's not chametz. Since it's not chametz, it can't be yotzi or mitzvah matzah. They go hand in hand, the two issues. But the first thing they did was to see if it's chametz. Does quinoa have the properties of the five grains? Is there a sixth grain? Which was no. There's no shiloh, it's not chametz. Only shiloh was, not quinoa, it's a different shiloh. Okay? Good? So, not only that, harei look the oven b'challah. These are only the things. There's no challah on rice. There's no challah on quinoa. There's no challah on apple. There's no challah on potatoes. Only challah on the five grains. And umitzarf and zenzet, they combine with each other. Meaning, with a half a shear of barley, with a half a shear of something else, they combine. B'chadosh. Now, I'm sorry, I skipped a word. All these five grains are usher from the prohibition of chadash before Pesach. Umiliktar milifnei haomer. And you're usher to cut them before the omer. Now, in Hishrishu, if it took root, kodem laomer, you planted it day after Purim. So by the time Pesach comes, it will take root. Yes. Then, omer matir. Omer is matir. Imla, but if not, asurin, adjuvel, omer abba. That's until next year. So if you plant something erev Pesach, you can't harvest that for another year. Why? It didn't take root by Pesach. So someone asked this morning, now what happens if you plant something the day after Pesach? So I think the answer is, it's chadash. Because you have to wait 11 months? The answer is yes. Right? Yeah. Which is why in Eretz Yisrael, there's no planting of five grains after Pesach. They plant everything else. Why? Because they're going to wait a very long time to harvest it. Right? They're not going to harvest it till after Pesach. It's crazy. So other things they plant, not wheat. Now, again, it gets back to the whole Chadash issue in America. So that gets back to the whole issue. But Pashtus, the minute that deadline comes, the minute the second day of Pesach comes, anything that takes root now also have to wait a year. Now, Tana, the Mishnah said, the Brayta said, Kusmin. Kusmin is minchit. And spelt is a variety of wheat. And Shiboa Shuel, the sheep on mince orin. And oats and rye are varieties of barley. So Rashi said, the Mishnah said, that they're all mistarif with each other. Comes from the Brayta, no, that's okay. Kusmin is mistarif with wheat. And the other two are mistarif with barley. modifying it. Now, what's kutzmin? Kutzmin is golba, something called golba. What's shifon?
Shifon is dishra,
right? Shibol shuel, what's shibol shuel? Is shibol etala, like the tail of a sock. Apparently, when oats grow, they look like the tail of a sock. Okay? Hani in, orez v'dolken lo, only bees and not rice. Not rice and not millet. But not hani mili, how do you know that? Amar Rish Lakish, is yulechem lechem mimatra. It's the day reshava for matra. See hacha, it says over here by the five grades. By what? By the mitzvah of chala, b'haya ba'achlechem yulechem ha'aret. Uksiv ha'asam, and it says by matra, lechem only, the word lechem. So it's a gzeirah shavah. Just like matzah is the five grains, so too, challah is the five grains. So hasam kufa minolah. How do you know matzah is the five grains? How do you know that? They can make matzah out of potatoes. How do I know that? The answer is, Amar Rish Lakish, v'chein tana debir v'shmal, v'chein tana debir v'loza ben Yaakov, Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, lo sochal olav chameit, don't eat chameit, shevas yamim, tocha olav matzah. Eat matzah, lechem only. The fact that they're in the same pasuk, anything that can become chametz, a person can fulfill his mitzvah on Pesach. Yatza elu, excluded are these, what these? Rye, millet, quinoa, potatoes, apples. They don't become chametz. Ella, yudei sirchon. They only become to the stage of sirchon, which Archbold translates as spoil. Doesn't mean spoiled. Doesn't mean spoiled like, you know, when bananas get brown and green, throw them out. That's not what it means. It means that it doesn't become chametz, doesn't have the properties, the leavening properties that the five grains have. Right? And which is why the Mishnah can make a bold statement 2,500 years ago to say these are the only five grains that exist in the world. Right? In Babylonia and in Israel, they were able to be made on the entire world. Right? These are the five grains. And in 2011, they haven't found the sixth grain yet. Right? That's just amazing. Okay? Now, when it's darf and zandet, they combine. Tana, we have a brisa that fleshes this out and says, tvua, wheat, of wheat, meaning kernels of wheat. Or kimachim, or flour, or potatoes, or dough, it's darf and zandet. Right? There are different stages of the same thing. So even the different stages. Kernel, a kernel of wheat, or flour, or dough, all combined to give you the shear. Well, my hilchasa, regarding what? It's amr of kahana, le'inyin chadash. Regarding chadash. Right? Rav Papa Amar, Rav Yosef Amar, le'inyin chamei. Regarding chamei. I think that kernel would be chamei. I think a kernel would be chamei. Oh, that's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi, the best, last wide line over there. Mitzar from the Kazayas. They all combine to a kezayis. The chitin nami machmitin. Wheat also can become chamit. Im shirotin v'mayim. If you soak it in water. Shavar, we all know. Shavar, we're crazy machna, right? You can't get the chamit wet. You can't get the wheat wet. Why can't you get the wheat wet? Because wheat itself can become chamit. It's a very novel thing. You didn't bake it. Right? Now, someone asked me this morning regarding what the Pesach, regarding what regarding eating. How much is the ultimate master? I thought that was an excellent question. I don't have an answer to that. But maybe for Bali Rabbi Yamate. It will combine to give you the shear of Bali Rabbi Yamate. Good question. Maybe regarding Onish, but Onish is courage. You have to eat a kazayat, courage. Could be. No. What do you mean it combines? Combines for what?
Right, could be right. Maybe it's a different chair. Next, good, that's a good right. For Papa Amar Linyan Maitashini,
for Papa said, regarding Ma'aser Sheni.
Why?
Lucky. If you eat Ma'aser Sheni outside the wall of Yerushalayim, you get Ma'aser for that.
So there's a shear for it. Everything's a shear. Combine the three ingredients, they'll give you the shear. Rav Amar, four. L'inyan Tumas Oflin. Regarding Tuma.
Ba'kamash Malon.
The Tvua, the Kamchin. The Tvua and the Kemach. Dumya, the Betekos.
Is compared to the dough. Just like the dough. It's readily edible, readily observable, Rashi said. for a skinny line. Lafuke klipas to orin v'shubin, to exclude the shell of barley and bran shebekimchin that falls out in the flour. Lav ochlin inu. That's not ochlin. Below mitzdarfi the kabeta. That won't combine. Right? Afachanami ochla be'ene. So too, the kernels and the flour have to be readily edible. V'atanya. And we have a braisa that says the same exact thing. What does the braisa say? Chita, wheat, bein kalufa, bein she'eno kalufa, whether it has a shell on it or not, it's darfin, right? Why? Because the shell of wheat is very soft. That's edible. Saora, but barley, kalufa, if it has a shell, mitzdarefes. She'eno kalufa, but if it doesn't have a shell, eno mitzdarefes. In other words, the shell by itself is not mitzdar, it's not connected to the barley. Why? Nobody eats that. That's not really edible. Okay? Amy, is that true? Batana debe Rabbi Shmuel. But we had a braisa in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel that says like this. It says in Pasha Shemini, a very strange word in Pasha. It says, I'll call Zera Zerua Shayi Zerea. Any, the water will fall. Any seed that's planted from the seed, that's planted from the seed. It says so many times. So what do you learn from that Pasha? Kederach Shebnei Adam Motzi in Lizria. The way people eat. Chita b'klipata. The chita with a shell. And tzora b'klipata. Tzora with a shell. V'adashim b'klipata. And the adashim with a shell also. What do you see from here? Shells do combine. Shells do combine. So it's a stira. So, how do we answer that stira? Lo kasha. Not a kasha. Ha b'lechos, ha b'yaveshos. Are they wet or are they dry? To two pshat on what this means. One, I'll say the first pshat. Rashi, if they're wet, then they act as a shomer, therefore combine. If they're dry, they're very brittle, they're nothing, it doesn't combine. Look at the Tosfot, Kederech, Shebnei Adam, Moti, and Lizvia, the way people, right? Fascinating little Tosfot there. Vad Arab Tov Ksuvot, we have a bright, the Mishnah, the Gemara sent at the end of Ksuvot, and I got it to Gemara. Machita, Shinik Beret, Aruma, just like a kernel of wheat, is buried naked. Motia, Kama, Levushin, it comes out, fully clothed. What do you see? That you can even eat a barley, even wheat, you can eat it only naked without the shell. No, I'm Rabbeinu Tam, no, Dachi Kamar. Afilu hoita nikberes aruma. Even if it's buried without the shell, yotza mi kama levushim. It'll grow back with the shell. That's Agadat Gemara there, the end of two, but it has nothing to do with this Gemara. But it's something very interesting. Okay? Last Gemara. The last Gemara said that Vasurin Bechadosh Milifnei Pesach. Right? Menohani Mili. How do you know that? How do you know that only the five grains, right, have an Isra of Chadosh? Amar Rish Lakish. It's Yilechem Lechem Mimata. It's a Gzeir Shava. Rashi says Lechem Lechem. Lechem Kali V'Karmel. Ma Mata V'Chameshet Minim below Owers V'Dofin. Af chadash nami mechameshet haminim v'sulo. Right? Right? Says Tosfos, then why didn't the Gemara say what we said on top? So on top we said, how do you know that chala only applies to the five grains? How do you know that? The Gemara said, Hani in, or is Vidochin low? Right? Here, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Menahani Mili. The Rashi says it's the exact same question. How do you know only the five grains are Chayavin now and Nazar Mechadosh? That was Chal, now a Chadosh. Tosfos says that's not the question. The question is, interesting question. If the Omer is only brought from barley, then maybe the only Chadosh and only applies to barley. How do you know everything else? The answer is, it's a Zer Shavah from Asa. Unbelievable, no? Right? Exactly. Now, the next one said, Deliktar Lifnei HaOmer. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that Chadash is Aser before Pesach. Deliktar Lifnei HaOmer. What does that mean? You're not allowed to eat Tvua. That was You're not allowed to eat tevuah before the Omer. Right? Sorry. You're not allowed to eat chadash before Pesach. And you're not allowed to cut anything before the Omer is brought. Two separate statements. Okay? You're not allowed to eat before Pesach. You're not allowed to harvest before the Omer is brought. Two separate statements. Okay?
Says the Gemara, Benahani Mili. How do you know that? Right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Is your Rishis Rishis Michala? The Derishava,
again, the five grades. Same five grades.
Now, my Kodam La'Omer, what does the Gemara mean when it says Kodam La'Omer? Right? My Kodam La'Omer. Right? Again, the Mishnah said that the Chameshes Minei Dagin cannot be eaten before the Omer. What does that mean? Rabbi Yonah says that means Kodem Ptiras Omer. Before you cut the Omer. Right? But after you cut the Omer, you're allowed to eat it. Says Rashi, Avol Achar Ptiras Omer, Shari Lecho Chadosh Beheir Mizra. When can you eat it?
5 minutes after I cut the Omer at night? Says Rashi, no, you gotta wait till the morning. Nobody said about Chokah. Can you eat the Omer before the Omer is brought? Right? No one held the night before. No one held. Right?
And Rabbi Yosef Barzab to Omer, no. Called him Habas Omer.
It means before the bringing of the Omer. Which is the exact same machlokas we had earlier between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef. Same exact thing. Do I have to wait for the Omer? Do I not have to wait? So for the morning, you have to wait. No one holds the key to Omer at night. No one holds that. You sure have to wait. Do I have to wait for the Omer to be brought? That's the machlokas over here.
So the Gemara says, wait, it doesn't make any sense. Nan, our Mishnah said, what our Mishnah said, Asur in the Chadash, Milifnei Pesach,
you're not allowed to eat Chadash before Pesach,
Viliktar, you're not allowed to harvest Lifnei Omer, before the Omer. Beshlom Alamanda Omer, this makes sense according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Zavda, Kodem Habasa Omer, that when it says, you're not allowed to eat any Chadash, it means before the Omer is brought,
that's why our Mishnah made two separate statements. You can't eat Chadash till the Omer, till Pesach, and you can't harvest any Omer till the Omer is brought. Makes perfect sense.
El Lamanda Amar quoted Ptiris Omer, but if you hold, like the Tanakama, like Rabbi Yonah over here, that when the Mishnah said you can't eat any Chadash, it meant until the Omer is brought, then La'arvinu v'lesninu, then why did the Mishnah make one statement? Same time frame. La'arvinu v'lesninu, asur m'chadash, you're not allowed to eat chadash, v'liptar, and you can't harvest, l'snei pesach. It's the exact same time. Why did the Mishnah break it up into two different time frames? Same thing. What? Sure it is. You have to wait till the second day Pesach.
When it says Pesach, it means the 16th.
So at the same time, Ella Itmar Asefa Itmar. Rather, they're arguing on the Sefa.
What did Sefa say?
The Sefa said that when did it take root? In Mishrishu Kodem La'Omer, if it took root before the Omer, Kodem Atirin, the Omer masters it. My Kodem Omer.
What does that mean?
When did it have to take root by? By the night when you cut it, or the next morning when you bring it? 12-hour difference. Rabbi Yonah Omer Kodem Habot Omer. Rabbi Yosef Bar Zavda Omer Kodem Ktiras Omer. Machlokes. Okay. Good. All right. We'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.